第三部分，言谈理解，每题均有三个选项，请依据所听到的对话或短文内容，选出一个最适合的答案。
1.
I heard you've started a one-on-one English lesson with a teacher from Canada.
That's right. With her help, I don't have butterflies in my stomach when I speak English.
Sounds great. Is your teacher good at explaining the meaning of a word or a sentence?
Of course. I like everything about her except for one thing.
What is it?
She's too beautiful to be a teacher. I couldn't help but look at her face all the time.
Question. What do we know about the man's teacher?
I heard you've started a one-on-one English lesson with a teacher from Canada.
That's right. With her help, I don't have butterflies in my stomach when I speak English.
Sounds great. Is your teacher good at explaining the meaning of a word or a sentence?
Of course. I like everything about her except for one thing.
What is it?
She's too beautiful to be a teacher. I couldn't help but look at her face all the time.
Question. What do we know about the man's teacher?
Two.
Nelson, why are you standing outside the classroom?
Oh, hi, Miss Davis. When I was packing my bag, a mouse hopped on me, so I just ran out of the classroom. I've stood here for an hour. I don't know what to do.
Don't worry. Let me give you a hand.
You're going to get my bag for me, aren't you?
No, I'm going to catch that dirty animal. Just wait here.
Thanks, Miss Davis. Thank goodness you're here.
Question. What does the boy think of Ms. Davis? Nelson, why are you standing outside the classroom?
Oh, hi, Ms. Davis. When I was packing my bag, a mouse hopped on me, so I just ran out of the classroom. I've stood here for an hour. I don't know what to do.
Don't worry. Let me give you a hand.
You're going to get my bag for me, aren't you?
No, I'm going to catch that dirty animal. Just wait here.
Thanks, Miss Davis. Thank goodness you're here.
Question. What does the boy think of Miss Davis?
Three.
Please have a seat, Mr. Goodwin. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Edward Goodwin. I was born in 2000. I've always been a big fan of your toys, so working for you is my dream.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you have any experience selling things before?
Yes, I used to be a clerk at a cell phone store.
Great. Thank you for coming. I'll let you know if you get this job by Friday.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Question. What do we know about the man and the woman? Please have a seat, Mr. Goodwin. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Edward Goodwin. I was born in 2000. I've always been a big fan of your toys, so working for you is my dream.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you have any experience selling things before?
Yes, I used to be a clerk at a cell phone store.
Great. Thank you for coming. I'll let you know if you get this job by Friday.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Question. What do we know about the man and the woman?
Four. Can you believe that? Our son Billy said he wants to be a dancer in the future.
What's wrong with that?
A dancer is not a job for men. Billy is a boy. He should play basketball or baseball and become a lawyer or an engineer.
I can't believe what you just said. Those are gender stereotypes. Billy can be anything he wants, and it's great that he has found his interest. We should be happy for him.
Question. What does the woman want her son to do? Can you believe that? Our son Billy said he wants to be a dancer in the future.
What's wrong with that?
A dancer is not a job for men. Billy is a boy. He should play basketball or baseball and become a lawyer or an engineer.
I can't believe what you just said. Those are gender stereotypes. Billy can be anything he wants, and it's great that he has found his interest. We should be happy for him.
Question. What does the woman want her son to do? Five. Dear Angela, I wrote this email to say sorry to you. I know you are mad at me because I followed you and showed up on your date. Please let me explain it. When I noticed that you were chatting with a 30-year-old man on the internet, I didn't feel right. It's not common for a 30-year-old man to make friends with a high school student. When you told me that you would have a date today, I couldn't help but follow you. Now I know the man is not a bad guy. Thank goodness. Please don't be mad. I have to make sure you're safe. Love, Dad.
Question. Why is Angela mad at her dad?
Dear Angela, I wrote this email to say sorry to you. I know you are mad at me because I followed you and showed up on your date. Please let me explain it. When I noticed that you were chatting with a 30-year-old man on the internet, I didn't feel right. It's not common for a 30-year-old man to make friends with a high school student. When you told me that you would have a date today, I couldn't help but follow you. Now I know the man is not a bad guy. Thank goodness. Please don't be mad. I have to make sure you're safe. Love, Dad.
Question. Why is Angela mad at her dad?
Six. Hello, Mom? Help me!
Hello? Ryan?
Yes, this is Ryan. I was taken away by some bad guys. Please give them money to save my life. They want to know whether you have enough money or not.
Okay, first tell me what color your school bag is.
My school bag? It's blue.
Listen to me, young man. Go find a real job. My son Ryan is 40 years old now, and he doesn't need a school bag.
Question. Which is true about the man on the phone? Hello, Mom? Help me!
Hello? Ryan?
Yes, this is Ryan. I was taken away by some bad guys. Please give them money to save my life. They want to know whether you have enough money or not.
Okay, first tell me what color your school bag is.
My school bag? It's blue.
Listen to me, young man. Go find a real job. My son Ryan is 40 years old now, and he doesn't need a school bag.
Question. Which is true about the man on the phone? Seven. How was your date with John last night? How does he look?
Well, he looks nice, but I don't like him.
Why? He's a lawyer, isn't he?
Yes.
Wasn't it fun to talk to him?
Not at all. He kept talking about himself even when his mouth was filled with food.
To be honest, I hate people like that. They don't put themselves in others' shoes.
What's worse, John even said he wanted his future wife to be a full-time housewife.
Well, never mind. You'll find a nice guy next time.
Question. What is one of the reasons why the woman hates John?
How was your date with John last night? How does he look?
Well, he looks nice, but I don't like him.
Why? He's a lawyer, isn't he?
Yes.
Wasn't it fun to talk to him?
Not at all. He kept talking about himself even when his mouth was filled with food.
To be honest, I hate people like that. They don't put themselves in others' shoes.
What's worse, John even said he wanted his future wife to be a full-time housewife.
Well, never mind. You'll find a nice guy next time.
Question. What is one of the reasons why the woman hates John?
Eight. Oh no, I can't find my smartphone.
You didn't leave it in the coffee shop, did you?
I have no idea where I put it.
Let's go back to the coffee shop to look for it.
Why bother? If it was in the coffee shop, it must have been taken by someone else already.
Let's find out. See? It's still on the table.
No way! If this happens in my country, My smartphone will never be found.
Question: What happened to the man's smartphone?
Oh no, I can't find my smartphone.
You didn't leave it in the coffee shop, did you?
I have no idea where I put it.
Let's go back to the coffee shop to look for it.
Why bother? If it was in the coffee shop, it must have been taken by someone else already.
Let's find out. See? It's still on the table.
No way! If this happens in my country, my smartphone will never be found.
Question: What happened to the man's smartphone?
Nine. Hey, Kelly, are you going home? I drove to work today. Do you need a ride?
No, thanks. You have road rage, so I don't want to ride in your car.
What? I don't have road rage.
Yes, you do. You're kind and friendly, but you become a different person when you drive. You get angry easily. Last time, you shouted at an old man just because he drove too slowly.
Question: What does Kelly mean when she says the man has road rage? Hey, Kelly, are you going home? I drove to work today. Do you need a ride?
No, thanks. You have road rage, so I don't want to ride in your car.
What? I don't have road rage.
Yes, you do. You're kind and friendly, but you become a different person when you drive. You get angry easily. Last time, you shouted at an old man just because he drove too slowly.
Question: What does Kelly mean when she says the man has road rage? Ten.
Hi, everyone. It's my turn to share my favorite movie, and it is Frozen. I used to think it is just a love story for little girls. However, after I watched it, I learned that it is much more than that. The movie is about the love between two sisters. They are both brave and powerful. When problems come up, they face them on their own. They don't need to be saved by men. What's more, it teaches young people that they must get to know someone before falling in love madly. Frozen is very different from other children's stories. It really blew me away.
Question: What can we learn from the movie Frozen?
Hi, everyone. It's my turn to share my favorite movie, and it is Frozen. I used to think it is just a love story for little girls. However, after I watched it, I learned that it is much more than that. The movie is about the love between two sisters. They are both brave and powerful. When problems come up, they face them on their own. They don't need to be saved by men. What's more, it teaches young people that they must get to know someone before falling in love madly. Frozen is very different from other children's stories. It really blew me away.
Question: What can we learn from the movie Frozen?